Today in Buffalo, there will be another funeral. It's the third since last week's rampage at a Buffalo supermarket that left 10 people dead and 3 others wounded. All of those killed were Black. Many residents of Buffalo refused to say the name of the accused 18-year-old white man who killed them. They say their focus is and will always be on the victims. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Today's funeral is for 72-year-old Catherine Massey. She was a newspaper writer, a champion of civil rights and education who advocated for stronger gun control laws. Yesterday, the city paid tribute to all the victims with its call for 2 minutes of silence in the afternoon, the same amount of time the slaughter at Tops Market lasted. And yesterday, a bittersweet moment, as the 2022 graduating class at Canisius College gave Aaron Salter a standing ovation. The store security guard, a former Buffalo police officer, died trying to stop the gunman. He had put getting his college diploma on hold.
Canisius College is proud to confer upon Aaron W. Salter, Jr., the degree of Bachelor of Arts posthumously.
There'll be a public viewing held for Salter tomorrow. Funerals for him and most of the other victims will be held later this week. About a 10-minute drive from Tops Market, 18-year-old Dwayne King sat outside a fast food restaurant with friends, all African Americans. King says it's still hard for him to believe what happened in Buffalo, especially since the mass shooting suspect is the same age as him.
To drive 3 hours away to come kill Black people at a local Tops, that was crazy to me.
Isaiah Parsons chimed in. He was mad that the gunman targeted his community.
He ruined a lot of people's families. I feel like he ruined the whole area. That was a safe neighborhood for a lot of African-American kids. And now everybody's scared it might happen again.
At True Bethel Baptist Church, Bishop Darius Pridgen told his congregation during his Sunday sermon that he was exhausted. He said it is important to acknowledge the impact the tragedy has had on so many.
Because I want us to stay in a healthy place. I won't mention this man's name in this church because we're not okay.
Pridgen is also the president of the Buffalo City Council. He says what's kept the area from erupting has been keeping the focus on the families and on the fact that it was one lone gunman who caused such devastation.
One evil white supremacist, so that we do not start treating as African Americans white people like some white people have treated us all of our existence.
It won't get any easier for Pridgen and the community. And Friday, he'll preside over the funeral of 52-year-old Margus Morrison, who had gone to Top Supermarket to get food for his family's weekly movie night. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Buffalo, New York.